practiced as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings to the automatically deleted husband, and I'm going to actually try to be really short tonight, but I do want to let you know, after all the stress that really hit hard yesterday, I had some remarkable blessings from the Lord. I did mention Wednesday I went to drop off my boots to get new heels. Normally I do it on Tuesday because of I forget, it was weather or something of that nature. I did it on Wednesday, got there and they were closed, so I went back on Thursday to drop them off. Normally it takes several days. I got a call at 11 o'clock this morning, and they said they were ready. So normally several days, and they did it, so I have them for this weekend, because I wanted to take a hike this weekend, because I haven't had a decent hike, and I'm hoping to even maybe have a hike with Chris. We did talk about it today, but 11 o'clock, so this afternoon, I got the new heels on. They've already got a mile and a half on them, so they're dirty, but to have new heels, I mean, these are three-year-old boots, and they have probably around 3,000 miles on them. And so they serve me well. I want to get new ones, but they're issues. So I felt the Lord's blessing, because especially went to the store, had a delightful conversation with the gentleman that obviously I've known for years, you know, the owner and his one employee, first name basis, although I couldn't remember, it's Mr. Smalley. but his first name is Tim. I got to remember that. And then Keith, because they're on Keith Street. That was the reminder. So I knew Keith, but I couldn't remember. But I had a delightful conversation, including a conversation related to being obedient to Christ, which is, you know, a delightful thing to do. And I fortunately have numerous of those. But it didn't end there. So I took the other shoes off, put those on, felt really good in my feet, walked home, really heavy traffic. Then as I go up a hill and down, I see in the distance, standing out in the yard, and then patiently waiting for me, Miss Lillian. And that brings such joy. To be wanted by someone. Her brother was just there, and she just said goodbye to him. Then so she saw him go down the street, and then there I was coming down the street. So it was the timing was notable. But then to see her stand out there, patiently wait for me, and then we had a dialogue that lasted. Well, I think it was comfortably over an hour, because inside the house was her son, and she actually went in and got him out. So the three of us talked for a good long time. But the delight in it is there's a desire within them to talk to me. And I find joy in that. It's a big deal. I did watch that In Christ Alone from India, the Livingstone quartet. Watched it again. It's really good. It's really good. Anyway, I was thinking a little bit more about, because I did a little more, found some other articles and so forth. So I did a little more research on this Restrict Act. And so, as I'll title this today, my educated guess, and I would suggest this is an educated guess, it's not just whimsical, but as a somewhat of a student of a history, a student of scripture, and knowing the field, because I'm in it, my guess is that the Restrict Act in some way will be delayed. There is a little pushback. It's not the thing most people talk about, but there's enough pushback that it might get delayed. And then sooner or later, this year, next year, maybe the year after, I don't know, there'll be some form of what's been talked about for a long time, a cyber 9/11. Whether it's a major event, a mid-scale event, whatnot, but something will happen that will cause a noticeable panic. And then we'll have probably a worse version, or maybe the same version, and, you know, well, yeah, it'll probably be worse, of the Restrict Act suddenly passed by Congress and signed by the president, whether it's Biden or the next one. I think that's a reasonable, educated guess. And just like the Patriot Act, most people will kind of brush it off. The amount of freedom that was lost by the American citizen in the Patriot Act is huge. And it's continuing. One of the dialogues I had, and you know, it's interesting. I'm sitting here talking with guys who repair my shoes. And we're talking far more seriously than I do with like these elders at this church breakfast that I went to. But, you know, it was the idea. Right now, I said to him, you know, I can call you an idiot or a wonderful person, and that, you know, there I have that freedom to do that. But it doesn't change you. And what's happening in our culture is I won't be even allowed to do that because, you know, if I misgender somebody, I don't call the woman who fired the gun in Nashville a woman, or I don't call Bradley or Chelsea Manning a woman because he's a man, then I'm the criminal. And that will become a really big deal. It already is in places like Canada and the UK. I mean, people have been arrested for this. It'll be here. But it'll be worse. Especially for, well, as I mentioned, Julian Assange is in prison under no charge for the purpose. Yeah, there's some anxiety about him. But to do it and to stretch it out, most people don't know about that. Don't know about the WikiLeaks story anymore, the collateral murder story anymore, or even know the name Julian Assange. But if you're in the industry, if you're a journalist, you know about that, and you say, I'm not going there. You also know that if you go to a place that's brought to you by Pfizer, you're going to make good money and make some good connections. There's the guy Syriana Analysis did an interesting, maybe I got to put that on too, because there was someone at the UN, there was a reporter, a Chinese reporter, questioning a UN spokesman about apparently there were some injuries and deaths of U.S. soldiers in Syria in the last few days. And question something about why is the UN concerned that there are foreign troops in Syria? And the guy says, well, you know, there are none. You know, and of course, there's a logical problem there. If foreign troops died in Syria, there were foreign troops there. Because again, one third of Syria is under U.S. control. We're invaders. And when the U.N. spokesman, I mean, maybe he could use my new boots because he put his foot in his mouth. But again, if you're part of the news industry, you toe the line and you get ahead. this reporter will probably not be well received at the UN ever again. And he may actually do well because he made the US look bad and the UN look bad. So he may do well, he may not, in certain circles. I don't know. I don't know the guy. But that's the world we live in. It's where can I make the money and where can I avoid the threats? You want to avoid threats? Don't claim Christ. As for me, I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord created male and female. Nobody else. That's it. And we don't have a choice. It's His choice. He made you a male. He made you female. That's it. And because I even had the discussion again today, he made it very clear. He used different words, but I will summarize. The Bible was saying marriage begins with sex and ends with death. You know, and consistent with Romans 7, you know, that lady right there, that's my wife. My lady, my wife. I love you and I want you back.